Today's devotional is based on John 3, verses 31 to 36. It was written by the Reverend Dave Dack. I've heard it said that cooking is an art and baking is a science, which is probably why I prefer baking. When a baking recipe calls for a cup of flour, it calls for a cup of flour. The precision is comforting. It's a delicious version of paint by numbers. Cooking, on the other hand, leaves more room for improvisation. You can add a splash of this or a dash of that. My brain struggles with such blatant ambiguity. How can you add ingredients without measuring? Christmas has been harder for us to measure in the age of COVID-19. Usually, we can prepare our gift-giving, family gatherings, and religious rituals with precision, but not during a pandemic. Planning Christmas has been harder, and we may not have the usual indicators by which to measure how successful it was. But perhaps there is some grace in that. Perhaps the absence of a carefully measured Christmas recipe will let us peer more deeply into the holiday's holiness. And who better to help us peer more deeply than John? In today's passage, the evangelist carefully invites us into the full meaning of the incarnation. The incarnation is not only the gift of Jesus, but the gift of God's entire triune life. In John 3, Jesus is shown to be the Spirit-giving Son whom the Father loves. The incarnation is thoroughly Trinitarian, which makes possible our adoption into the triune life of God. No wonder John says that the Son gives the Spirit without measure. This gift of grace cannot be quantified. The steadfast love of the triune God cannot be measured, and it is precisely its immeasurability that makes it such good news. Let us pray. O generous God, you have given us access by faith in Christ into your extravagant grace. You have made us one with your beloved Son and heirs of your eternal life. Forgive our efforts to measure your grace, thereby containing it and making it small. By your Spirit, enlarge our hearts and give us the capacity to serve you with joyful obedience for the sake of your kingdom. Amen.